Okay, so we're back on track here. Vilvad shelo yachtim shelo yacher. So this week is Parsha Shmini. So we're back on the schedule. And Rishon of Shmini, of course, details the personal korbanos of Aaron, the Egel Lachatas, and the Ayala Ola, and the Korban Ha'am, as it's referred to, which actually comprises many different elements. It has a Ola element and a Chatas element. The Ramban quotes that the Sawyer Lachatas is actually affiliated with Mechiras Yosef, which is very fascinating. It has an Ola element, and it has a Shlamim element as well, so complex Korban. It's also a Korban Mincha, which is involved as well, and that's in the next Aliyah. So a critical passage is Moshe directing Aharon, what appears to be for the second time, to approach the Mizbeach and to begin to offer the Korbanos. The order of the Korbanos is always V'chiper Bado Bad Beso V'ad Kol Kahal Yisrael. So the sequence, you know, is in that fashion. First he has to bring his own Korbanos. Vayomer Moshe al Aaron, Krav al HaMizbeach V'aseyes Chatascha V'eso Lasecha V'chaper Badcha V'ad Ha'am V'aseyes Korban Ha'am V'chaper Badam Kasher Tziva Adonai. So first your Korban and then the Korban Ha'am. The Ramban has a beautiful expression here, you know, Yavo Zakai V'chaper al HaChayev, right? That first he has to be Mizake himself, and then he can worry about everybody else. So Rashi detecting the, you know, the second time, what would otherwise be redundant, Krav el HaMizbeach V'asei Eschatascha V'esolasecha, Rashi says, Shehaya Aaron Bosh V'yare Lageshes. So Aharon was hesitating, he was experiencing a sense of busha, a sense of shame. So clearly this is related to what Rashi indicates previously, that the Egel Ben Bakar L'chatas is L'chaper al Maisa HaEgel, the Aaron's very significant role in the Egel Azav. Al Asher Asu Es HaEgel Asher Asa Aharon. Rashi says, Lo Diyah She'mechaper lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Al Yedei Egel Zeh Al Maisa HaEgel She'asa, right, that it was Aharon's doing. Aaron was ultimately responsible. Me'asalacha ha'am hazeh, right? Remember Rashi and Kisisa, kame yisurin savalta. So this takes us back, and it takes Aaron back in a way that can be a little bit uncomfortable, to the moment of the Egel Azav. The Ramban develops the point even further. And the Ramban notes, v'tamze ki bavur shahaya Aaron kadosh Hashem, ve'ein benafsho cheid zulasi maseh ha'egel. That Aaron lived the life that was really reflected by the pasuk of Kisif Sekon Yishma Radas Vitari Yavakshmi Piyu Kimalach Hashem Tzivakos Hu. And he had this one stain, not an insignificant one, but Aharon was always bothered by that, specifically because of his, you know, general tzidkus, that he was somebody that, you know, really reflected a very high standard. And you can imagine, you know, what it meant to him that he had this, you know, a role in the Egel Azav. Haya ha-cheit ha-hu kavua lo b'machshev aso. And therefore, the cheit ha-egel was so kavua in az machshava because it really, you know, was just complete anathema to who he was. Kenyan shenemar v'chatasi negdi samid. This is the pasuk from Tehillim Mizmor Nun Aleph. Bevoi lav nasana navi kasher ba'al b'achshava. Kif sha'ay ani eda v'chatasi negdi tamid. It's the subject of a machlokas between the Chacham and Blazer ben Yaakov. Person sins, and they haven't repeated the sin, and they're misvada b'chama b'chama yimei kipurim. What's the status? So the Chachamim object, and they say, kekelev shav al kiyo. It's like a dog returning to their own soiling. And Blazer ben Yaakov says, kol shekein areza mishubach. And it's not an accident that the Ramban quotes that pasuk here, because what he's saying is that Aharon, you know, continued to relive this episode because it was so inconsistent and out of character general bearing that Aharon had at the Kedosh Hashem. So he imagined that a Tavnis Shor was literally on the Mizbeach, and he simply couldn't approach it. So even beyond Rashi, more graphic than Rashi, Shaya Aaron Bosh Misyare Milageshes, right? It was more than that. He literally visualized, it wasn't a delusion, right? There was a deep psychological reality for him that the Mizbeach was blocked by the Tavnis shore. It's a remarkable statement. L'chach amar lo hagez da'ascha, shelo yeshva ruach kolkach, shekvar ratza lukim es ma'asav. So therefore Moshe says, you can't allow this to define you. And you have to move forward. You have to move forward right now. And you have to move forward in life and to realize Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam, and that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Miratza that Avon, and he's chosen you, and you have to move forward and now serve the Jewish people. Yes, there's going to be a personal kapara that you have to offer, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has moved beyond that, and it's time for you to move beyond that as well. That's the Ramban. Now, to return to the Rashi that we started with, I think Rashi has, if we're medayik, just an extraordinary, even to the point of tantalizing lashon. Karavel mizbeach, so we already read, in the name of the Torah is Kohanim, she'aron bosh v'yare lageshes. So amar lo Moshe, lama ata bosh. So again, in the Ramban's telling, the next few words should be, you know, kvar nisratze ma'asecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper, you don't have anything to be embarrassed about anymore, it's time to move ahead. So lama ata bosh, lekach nivcharta. That's a very different meaning. Lekach nivcharta. This is the reason you've been chosen. Right? The Shitasa, Rashi says, the entire Mishkan was a response to the Egel Azav. So it stands to reason that Aaron's role is the Kohen Gadol, and somehow a response to the Egel Azav, lekach nivcharta. You were chosen for this. You were chosen because you sinned in the Egel Azav? The answer is yes. We can't entrust the role of Kapara, V'chiper Bado, Vad Beso, Vad Kokal Yisrael to somebody who deep down feels that they're above sin. How is that person going to be Moser Nefesh for people that are actually guilty of sin? L'kach Nivcharta, the reason that you were chosen was Gufa for this purpose. Kirav al Mizbeach, not despite the Egel Azav, right? Shekvar Ratza, Kadosh Baruch Hu es Ma'asecha. But on the contrary, right, because of the Egel HaZahav, because you know what it means to have failed, and you know that it can be inconsistent with a person's general character, you know that and you understand that very well. So for that reason, Lekach Nivcharta, you should understand that your unique qualities in terms of providing kapara for Klal Yisrael are a product of your personal experiences. We wouldn't have told you the chatchila to do it. And a person has failed in a dramatic way and then is able to move forward and is able to demonstrate that they're not defined by the worst moment of their life. So that can be a very powerful example, certainly for everybody else. And in terms of Aaron's own psyche, in terms of his willingness to be Moser Nefesh, you know, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, which I don't think was ever in question. But nevertheless, you know, Lekach Nivcharta, to understand that they're not defined by their Chatayim and their Avonos, Shayim, but rather by their potential. Lekach Nivcharta, Aaron, you were chosen for this very reason.